Kaser Blasting and Coatings can blast Chase! And powder coat anything metal. Vent covers, antiques, car parts, car frames, railings. They blast away years of corrosion.
Railings are needed.
And protect with a durable coating. You can request a quote by calling them at 402-421-3559 or go to KaserBlasting.com.
Talked about steps today, and a lot of time those spiral steps need to get blasted.
Oh.
The spiral steps need to get blasted. They need to be maintained.
Yes.
Get them on campus. That's where things happen. You get them on the Kaser campus. Imagine that, like you said, like that. He has, if you've been in Jay's office.
I have.
It's incredible, it isn't it? I mean, you walk in there.
What's that like?
It's like being in the president's office of a university. He has a campus. Yeah. And I tell you one thing, though. It's very welcoming. You don't feel, Jay doesn't talk down to you.
No.
Doesn't talk down to you at
Nobody.
All.
Nobody.
Nobody. Just doesn't do it that way. And then he has a mechanical engineer. He has two mechanical engineers, his sons. And Jace is running this show. And it's been an impressive how things have taken off.
He's got. They got into a business that will never go away. It'll never dry up. They're always needed. Always needed.
KaserBlasting.com.
Thank you, Jay.
Which is why they have a campus.
A campus. I wonder if they have any sort of a marching band. Jay, would you consider getting a band? If you had, imagine if you showed up with a car you wanted to get blasted, and all of a sudden a marching band came out of just all of a sudden just did that. And all of a sudden they came rolling out of stall number three, an entire band.
Come on, do the tuba.
With the bom 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 bom. Imagine if you're talking to Jason Jay, and you're talking to both, and then outside the windows, bom 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 bom. Boom, boom.
Speak
boom,
up, Jason. Boom, can't boom, hear boom, the boom, tuba.
Boom, boom, boom. And they're walking back and forth. Boom, 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 boom.
Tuba's God, distracting so... me.
I can't get anything. How much is it?
How do you do stuff with the tuba out there playing?
They have their own band. The Kaser marching band. Thank you.
That'd be a good
campus.
Band.
Yes.
Yesterday, I heard some audio that did not impress me from
my favorite team,
Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. We all know is just a weird guy. I don't know how to say. He's just a very, very weird human being. I believe to start off his press conference, he was asked basically, "Good morning, how are you doing today?" That's basically how this started.
Okay,
that's the question. Here's Mike McDaniel's response to that nice start to a press conference.
You should stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great?
What
makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
What makes this morning great? We're another day closer to death, says Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
It's curious.
It's an odd statement.
He's a great play caller, though, right, Jake?
No, he's not. Used to be. He had a good start in Miami. I'm out in this guy. I am all the way out.
I was shocked by the whole thing.
You guys were out in him before I was, to be fair. You in the playoffs, he was vaping on the sidelines and had a... Forgot it was fourth down,
forgot
right?
It was fourth down. Didn't know it was fourth down. Thought it was a first down.
He's not a head coach. He is not a head coach. He's a coordinator at best. And this will not end well this year. That's why I put on the board 5-12 this year. It's because the head coach is a joke.
Wow.
A joke.
Okay.
That's my words.
It may
what
be.
Was my team, my words.
What was said by the pundits?
About
this? What was the response from the NFL network?
It was basically this. Like, you know, the act was funny early on from McDaniel, but now it's kind of worn its course.
Then there was the Tyreek Hill comment about third down back. Did you know what
I don't have that one.
Oh.
What,
you know what it was?
What was the comment?
Okay, I'm going to try to recreate it. It's not easy to do, but I thought for sure you'd know this. He was asked, look it up while I'm talking.
Oh, yeah.
Tyreek Hill was asked by a reporter, what can you guys do differently on third down? And Tyreek Hill suggested taking out their main running back and putting in somebody else. Tyreek Hill did. And McDaniel responded to it yesterday.
Yeah, he did. I don't have the audio that he was.
He wasn't thrilled.
No, he was not thrilled with that comment by Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Basically questioning him and who is just for his personnel and how he calls plays.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill just bluntly told the reporters, it was a press gathering, he said, well, I take out this running back and put this other one in because this running back's not a power back.
He's talking about Devon Achane.
Yes,
who's a fast, very, very fast back, but he's not a big guy. Right. So I understand why Tyreek Hill says that.
Yeah, I wasn't terribly offended by it in the context of how weird this world has gotten and how weird the Dolphins are. But you know, we usually don't see that.
I will say Mike McDaniel is, I don't have a stat in front of him, but he is horrific at third and fourth and one. But just the play calling is awful. They go backwards. They throw fade routes that never get caught.
Hey, I don't like
his play calling is so questionable in short yards. Everybody in Miami says, what's this guy doing?
I want to be clear on Mike McDaniel. I don't have any problem with him as a human being, okay? It just was a curious choice to lead an organization. Nothing about him says this guy should be leading an NFL franchise, particularly one with so much history.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees. No surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Four?
He's entering his fourth year.
He made it four, which
he made the playoffs his first 2 years, missed it last year, so he's entering year four. Keep
made
in mind,
playoffs. When, made they, the playoffs
when they hire,
and
when they
he has,
hire,
he hang has, on. He's a good play caller, I think. I've watched their offense, and I was always like, whoa, okay.
His second year, they started off 10-3, and they were entering December as the number one seed in the playoffs for the AFC. And then they had the bad loss to Tennessee on Monday night, which kind of caused some issues there. And then there's some injuries that rose up, and they fell to the got crushed by the Ravens, got beat by the Bills in Miami, and then lost to the Chiefs in that negative 10-degree game to end the season. So it was a great year that ended poorly, and then they just sucked last year. They were 8-9 last season.
So you would think he'll just go back to being a play caller somewhere.
I just don't think it's going to work out. I don't think this season ends well for the team.
No, and then
for
what?
McDaniel, and then what? Back to a play caller somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
Still a very odd statement. Still one day closer to death.
Yeah, I don't get that.
He's trying to be funny, but he's always trying to be funny. Can you be serious once in a while? Yeah. Like, you're the head coach. I'm trying to learn something here. Figure out your squad.
Jake, do you listen to the press conferences every day?
I don't
day?
Watch all of them. If there's like a snippet, I'll go back and watch that and maybe some other stuff from it. But I did watch. It's never normal. He's not a normal human being, which a lot of coaches, I guess, probably aren't normal. But he's definitely not normal at all.
Well, he's not a typical head coach. I will say that. I don't
definitely,
know about
everyone would agree to that.
Yeah.
He's not your typical head coach.
No.
But it's shocking sometimes the people that are head coaches for a year or two. I mean, if you go through and list all the head coaches in the last like 20 years, there'll be a lot of them you have no idea who their name is. And that's in the NFL.
100%.
You go like, I don't even remember when he was there. Exactly. I have no knowledge of this whatsoever.
No, there's a lot you can't name right now.
It'd be like, wow.
So I have I can read this quote from McDaniel about the response to Tyreek.
Yeah.
Thank you to Dirty Tony for sending me the...
Dirty Tony.
Yeah, thank you.
I think he got the quote.
Dirty
he says, Tony. He says, quote, McDaniel says, I thought it was genius reporting by Tyreek, said a bit clearly sarcastic Mike McDaniel. Seeing how we had short yardage period that very day you guys were in attendance for, and his suggestion was, I guess, congruent with Coach Studisville, that's exactly how he repped the backs in that short yardage period that very day. But we thought it was funny that he reported the news that wasn't news on that practice day in that short yardage period that you guys were all there for as well.
He's taking shots at Tyreek and the media corps.
Yes, correct.
He was not happy with that whole situation. That's all right.
Tell you what, now there's so many things that would just be gut-wrenching. I never remember going to a practice and having to be concerned with who was in what rotation or what was going on, who got subbed in, where if that would have happened on Saturday night, if all of a sudden I'd have said, hey, get in there, you know, oh, wow, play three. They changed out the strong safety and they put in so-and-so. I never thought I had to worry about that. They'd be reported on. during a practice. Same thing in the NFL. Everyone's at those practices. I mean, there's media, there's fans, there's stands set up. It's remarkable. I mean, a lot of these places have 3,000-4,000 people watching every practice.
I know.
And everyone's reporting. That's why they have everyone. They report the stats of 7-on-7 from all the time from Cleveland. It's like Dylan Gabriel was 6 yep. for 8. So-and-so was the. I mean, it's like, wow. Wow. I just never thought. And then if something's odd, they bring it up immediately. Immediately in Nebraska's practice like that, it tweeted out immediately, who's at right tackle? Who's at left tackle? Who's at this spot? Who did this? It's absolutely remarkable. I never remember going to practice thinking, I got to make sure that I have my P's and Q's together to make sure that I don't have to explain this. Or also, the head coach is going to be like, okay, I didn't know you were putting so-and-so in, because now I'm going to get questioned on that. Do you have to have a meeting now before practice of like, hey, tell me your rotation so I can – sometimes I'm a head coach, I'll be like going, I don't care, but you might want to tell me, you know, what's going on and why we're putting this – why did this freshman get reps ahead of somebody else? You know, because it's a big story.
Are you maybe you're indirectly explaining why some head coaches don't want fans in there.
Oh, I would not. No, for that reason. No, I want nothing to do with like, well, what's the situation there? I mean, everyone does it now, and there's so much – like I said, I don't know what – I guarantee if there was – that somebody in those stands – I never saw any numbers, but there would have been numbers on the quarterback from Saturday. Somebody did him.
100%.
Like, hey, he was – Dylan Raiola was 8 for 10 or this for this, whatever it was. They were 2 interceptions for so-and-so.
Yeah,
and
I wasn't like, –
wow.
I didn't see any numbers.
I didn't see – yeah, neither.
Yeah. I guarantee you somebody had him.
Yeah, I wasn't keeping
there'd
track.
There'd be somebody in there that's like – if you quiz somebody really hard – they would know. If you ask Sean really hard, Sean, is there any way you can come up with what the numbers were from starting? You'd be like, yeah, I actually know them from some way.
But there was just a 7-on-7 period.
It's just so odd for me that you had to have that. All of a sudden, the head coach can be asked. Imagine if there's a post practice or the next day. Hey, we noticed on Saturday's practice that your safeties coach did this, this, and this. Is that something that we're looking for? And he's got to be like, going, I didn't even talk to him about this. And you know,
see, that's complicated.
The answer would be real simple. It'd be like, the safeties coach will handle it. Don't worry about it, but still, it's a lot.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.